Here's a thought I'll title, Adapting to the Possible. I've mentioned before that in my youth I was an avid backpacker. I used to do that a lot, and almost always took a camera with me because I also considered myself a landscape photographer. And not surprisingly, most of my landscape photography from those days is deep in the forest, way out from civilization, in the solitude of pristine nature. I always had a theory that if you leave the paved highway and get on a dirt road, you leave 98% of the people behind. If you get out of the car from the dirt road and hit the trail, the hiking trail, that is, you leave 98% of those people behind. And if you leave the hiking trail and cross country across the landscape map and compass work, picking your own way through the forest without following any given trail, you leave 98% of those people behind. So when I say I photographed in way out there pristine landscape, I'm talking about way out there. And I loved it, and it was great. And I have so many memories of that work and those images that are very special to me now. But my backpacking days are long over. But curiously enough, my landscape photography is not. My landscape photography is maybe even more vital today than it was back in my 20s and 30s when I didn't quite know what I was doing. I now have 50 years of experience under my belt, 50 years of trial and error, and artistic maturity, and advantages that I never dreamed I would have here in my 70s, both technological and aesthetic. But that doesn't mean that my work hasn't changed dramatically. Over the decades, I've had to adapt to what's possible. Even in my youth, when I was raising a family and had those kinds of obligations, I couldn't go out photographing as much as I might have liked to. I had to adapt to the possible. And now, most of my landscape photography is done from the driver's seat of my truck. And curiously enough, I haven't observed that my landscape photography has become rare or even suffered because I photograph so often from the vehicle. We adapt to what's possible. I can no longer carry 40 pounds worth of camera gear in a backpack, but my current lightweight kit provides me everything I might need. In the art life, I think it's far more important to adapt to what we can do rather than waste any time lamenting what we can no longer do. I'd go so far as to say that art making is the process of adapting to the possible. Photographing to locations you can visit, photographing in the time that you have available to photograph, using the equipment you own instead of lamenting the fact that you can't afford the latest yippy-skippy cameras or that the features you want have not yet been invented. Adapting to the possible is the nature of art making, and if we lose sight of that, we'll not only frustrate our art making, but also rob us of the learning opportunities that we have before us, whatever our conditions of life or equipment or time might impose.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.